NATO faces one of its biggest challenges in Afghanistan. Fighting there is the fiercest it's been since the Taliban were driven out in 2001. Many Taliban fighters are pouring back in from neighboring Pakistan. For its part, Pakistan rid itself this week of longtime ruler Pervez Musharraf. When Musharraf seized power nearly 9 years ago, his political opponents faced criminal charges. Now the question is whether Musharraf himself will be charged with any crimes. I put that to Pakistan's ambassador to the U.S., Hussein Haqqani.
There are people within Pakistan and within the democratic political system in Pakistan who say that General Musharraf should be held accountable for seizing power, for suspending the constitution, for dismissing the judiciary. And there are others who believe with equal vehemence that no purpose will be served by pursuing General Musharraf. What is more important is for Pakistan to move forward. Pakistan has a very bad tradition that people who are removed from power end up in prison. That is not necessarily the way forward for a nation that is faced with as many challenges as Pakistan is. So I think in the end, General Musharraf's fate will be decided by the elected leadership of Pakistan, most likely through a vote in parliament.
Pervez Musharraf's exit now frees up the two main parties to concentrate on governing. Of the issues that your government has to tackle, how high on the list is fighting terrorism?
I think it is definitely a very, very high priority, perhaps the highest. Look, the PPP lost its leader, Benazir Bhutto, to terrorism. More Pakistanis have been killed in terrorist attacks in the last several years than Americans, for example, in that part of the world. Pakistan needs to fight terrorism to be able to restore order, to bring law and justice to the country, and to bring economic stability. So it is Pakistan's war, and Pakistan needs international support to pursue its own war.
But the nature of which would be what? Because obviously Pakistan is being pushed, certainly by the United States, certainly by Afghanistan, to constantly being pushed to crack down.
First of all, we must understand that under General Musharraf, there were a lot of political factors that were directly connected to the war against terror. General Musharraf derived political legitimacy from the fact that he had international support as the man who turned Pakistan around after 9/11 and joined the International Coalition Against Terrorism. I think that phase is over. I think Pakistan's efforts in the war against terror now are going to be basically focused on the objective, which is to put the terrorists on run, to make sure that the terrorists do not attack Pakistanis, do not attack Afghans, and do not wage attacks anywhere in the world.
Although I will say one other turn of events in the news this week was that insurgents in Afghanistan now ambushed and killed 10 French soldiers just outside of Kabul, and an area known to be a stronghold of one particular former Mujahideen militant leader who NATO says is based in the tribal areas of Pakistan.
I think that it is important to understand the war against terror has to be pursued through a cooperative effort between Afghanistan, Pakistan, NATO, and the United States. Unfortunately, there was no chemistry between General Musharraf and President Karzai, which did not facilitate cooperation between the two countries. I think we will see a more cooperative phase.
Can you define the elements of a cooperative effort? Would that include, as it does in Afghanistan, NATO forces going after groups or militant leaders that can't be gotten at any other way?
Look, Afghanistan was a country in tatters before NATO arrived there. It didn't have a national army. There had been a long civil war before that. So Afghanistan is a different country. Pakistan is a nuclear-armed country. Pakistan has a very large military. Pakistan has strong police force. What it needs is to redirect the energies of its police force and its military, train them into counterinsurgency so that they can deal with the insurgency itself. The cooperative effort basically means sharing of intelligence, making sure that NATO and the Afghans take care of the Afghan side of the border, make sure that there is no cross-border travel of terrorists. That would be the cooperative effort. I do not think induction of NATO or American troops on the Pakistani side is even something that anybody seriously considers.
Ambassador, thank you very much.
Pleasure talking to you as always, Renee.
Hussein Haqqani is Pakistan's ambassador to the U.S.